This is Nature Notes. I look at the natural world in West Texas, from the prairies of Llano Estacado to the borderlands of the Chihuahuan Desert. Wooded mountains, painted badlands, shining canyons. The Chihuahuan Desert is known for its wondrous landscapes, but there are further wonders concealed beneath this rugged terrain. Spanning the Texas-New Mexico border, the Guadalupe Mountains contain more than 100 caves. They're widely regarded as among the most beautiful in the world. The most famous, of course, is Carlsbad Cavern in New Mexico. 500,000 people visit the national park here each year. Now, cave scientist Rhiannon Colton is working to unlock one of the cavern's mysteries, its speleometeorology, because it turns out that big caves, like big mountains, create their own weather. From Marfa Public Radio and the Sibley Nature Center in Midland, this is Nature Notes. I'm Dallas Baxter.
I love the Guads. They are really decorated. They're like extensively beautiful. And some of these caves are really large.
Colton discovered caving a decade ago. She's since caved in 26 U.S. states and 8 foreign countries. In 2025, she spent 125 days underground, entering uncharted subterranean realms. Now, as a University of Arkansas PhD student, Colton is focused on two hazardous gases within Carlsbad Cavern. One, carbon dioxide, comes from visitors. Humans exhale CO2. The other is radon, a naturally occurring radioactive gas produced by uranium in the cave's limestone walls. Workplace safety regulations designate acceptable exposure to these gases, and the National Park has long monitored their average quarterly levels. But for a more nuanced picture, Colton deployed 6 weather stations, which record gas levels, barometric pressure, wind speeds, and more. Most were placed in accessible locations, including the famous Big Room that visitors tour. But Colton placed one in a high chamber known as Spirit World. She regularly ascended a 220-foot rope to download data and to switch out the station's 55-pound battery.
In the Big Room, that's that rope hanging from the ceiling. I would have to climb with the battery once a month or once every 2 months to replace it.
It's a task fit only for a serious caver. Colton often had help from friends in the close-knit caving community. Carlsbad Cavern is 30 miles long and almost 800 feet deep, and the atmosphere within that vast labyrinth is complex. Colton says there are 2 meteorological phenomena that shape airflow in the cave. The first is a barometric mechanism. Because the cave's volume is so immense and its points of access to the surface so small, air can surge in or out of the cavern as barometric pressure on the surface changes. The second phenomenon is called circulating convective airflow. When the surface atmosphere is cooler than the caves, cold, dense air sinks into the cavern's depths.
And it's kind of like creeping along the floor until eventually it's like warming up, becoming less dense, and it will rise to the ceiling, and it will flow out along the ceiling to the same entrance. It creates convective cell.
Colton found that the circulating convective cell keeps gas levels low in winter and that concentrations rise in summer. There's no risk to visitors, but Colton's findings could be important for park interpreters who spend hours in the bowels of the cavern.
Because of the high resolution monitoring of both concentrations of gases, you can figure out how long your cave employees can spend in the cave interacting with visitors while following OSHA requirements.
Colton is expanding her research to other caves. For cavers and scientists, she says, there's still much to discover in these shadowy spaces. This episode was written by Andrew Stewart. I'm Dallas Baxter. Thanks for listening.